Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah! It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it
TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection is what they have. Fast, free shipping is what they have. Free road hazard protection is what they have, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. Also, what they have. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, what's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. Football is finally here, and a brother is hyped. We got the big game tonight, two Super Bowl contenders. One of them, of course, a defending champion, L.A. Rams, against Buffalo. And boy, oh boy, I can't wait to see this one, Rob. But before we get into that and the rest of the show, I do want to start on a sad note. Did you hear, Rob, about the comedian David Arnold?
No. What happened?
He passed away in his sleep. He was 54 years old and passed away in his sleep, I guess last night, this morning, whatever. But he was on our show, you might remember, 2 years ago as a guest for Celebrity Corner. And I knew him. I had just seen him do a show and then spent a little bit of time with him and his wife after the show up in Martha's Vineyard.
Wow.
Actually, so that was like a month or so ago. It wasn't even a month, I don't believe.
No, Chris, that was just 3 weeks
three
ago
weeks,
or so.
3.5 weeks, something like that. And, man, his career, Rob, was starting to take off. I mean, he had this, you know, he had written something for Nickelodeon, That Girl Lele, a show, and he was working on his third Netflix stand-up. The first two did really well. And I grew up with his wife. And so that's
in what city? Where do you know her from?
Indianapolis.
Okay.
Her dad, Jerry Harkness, you'll remember Rob, the Loyola Marymount, not Loyola Marymount, Loyola Chicago college basketball team that won the NCAA championship in 1963. Her dad played on that team. Jerry Harkness was the captain of that team.
Wow.
That won it. They started four African-Americans. I think they were the first team to win the championship with four black starters. And he played for the Knicks and the Pacers in the ABA, the Pacers. But he coached me. He was my first basketball coach.
Wow.
He used to always say I was his only player he coached that ended up playing in college. And I wasn't very good when I was on his team.
No?
It took me a while to get acclimated to hoop. But yeah, great, great guy. Was really close friends with our family.
Sad.
And Julie.
So sad.
Yeah. It's just shocking, man. You know what I mean, Rob? When you see somebody a month ago, and he's my age. He's right in between you and me.
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, man. But our prayers go out to his wife, Julie, and he had two daughters, I believe, and the rest of the family. We just keep them in our prayers.
No doubt. I mean, it tells you how fleeting and life is. And I think, Chris, one last time I'll make this thing. If you have a beef with a family member or a friend, you better reach out to them because you just don't know. And if you've ever been to funerals and you ever see people boo-hooing and falling out in the church, it's usually because they have regrets that they never told people how they felt about them, how they loved them, you know, kiss them or hug them enough. And then it's too late. And that's why people really act out at funerals, because they realize it. So don't be that guy.
That's a good point.
Don't be that guy.
That's a great point. All right, with that said, let's get into the show. We got the Odd Couple crew. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. You know he's here on a Thursday.
That's right.
Because he gets to shine in the 6 o'clock hour or the 9 o'clock hour, depending on what coast you're on.
I thought it was he got paid by Colin on Thursdays. That's right.
Yeah, that's some of it, too. But Teicher's Tower of Trivia in the third hour of the show. We got super producer Rob G in the house, of course. And on the updates, that's right, the ever-professional Steve DeSega. Rob, let's get into it. This is the weekend. Tonight, of course, NFL season starts officially with the Rams hosting the Bills. But we got to talk, before we get into that, about the situation in San Francisco. And, you know, a lot of people were shocked. Most people, right? Let's just keep it real. We're shocked that Jimmy G is back. Jimmy G, not the greatest quarterback in the world, but certainly a winning quarterback. Two healthy seasons, Rob, in San Francisco, and they went to the NFC title game both times. And their record without him is 8-28, and with him is 31-15.
There's no denying those numbers.
Right. It just, because even though we all see his flaws, even though you certainly wouldn't say he carries the team, some might try to say the team carried him, the numbers are too stark, Rob. You know what I'm saying? To act like he doesn't make a difference. It might be his leadership, his popularity with the guys, his, you know, just making the easy plays, whatever it might be. But they win with Jimmy G. And so he was a captain, I believe, the last three seasons. He was there at least, if not, I think three seasons. But he is now the backup, of course. And Trey Lance, the new quarterback, who's in his second year, first year as a starter, he has the starting job. But, Rob, he was not voted a captain. And here's the thing. They have six captains. All of them, you can't argue with any of them. They're great players. But in the past, Rob, they had seven. And Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, elected not to go with seven this year, even though Trey was the seventh, highest vote getter. Of course, the players vote on this. And so he would have been a captain had they gone with seven, but instead they went with six. So do you think Well, let's hear what Trey said, and then, Rob, I want your thoughts. Do you think this is a big deal? Here's Trey Lance.
Obviously, that's a goal of mine, but I don't think you can look at any six of those guys and be like, hey, that guy's a bozo, because those guys have all played football at a very, very high level. So, yeah, situations are different. I'm excited. I voted for every single one of those guys, so I think each and every one of them deserves it. But, yeah, it's definitely a goal of mine moving forward, but those guys have all proved it, and that's what this league is all about.
Rob, quickly before you, as you know, almost all the starting quarterbacks are captains. All right. There's two, I believe, Seattle and Rob G. There's one more. But I believe there might only be two teams right now where the quarterback's not a captain. Don't hold me to that, but it's a short number. Seahawks and the Browns, of course, Deshaun Watson, not this year. And Rob, Zach Wilson, second year player, not very good. Mac Jones, second-year player, had a good year last year. Justin Fields, second-year player, part-time starter last year, didn't do, you know, light the world on fire. And those guys are all captains. Trevor Lawrence had a bad year last year, but I get that. He's supposed, you know, he's a very talented guy. But those guys are all captains in their first, second years in the league, Rob. Trey Lance isn't. Big deal or no?
Yeah, it is a big deal. Because it's a sign that they're not there yet as far as buying into him. Because, Chris, he's the field leader. We talk about it all the time. The most important player on a football team is the quarterback. It yep. just is, okay? Yep. And what it signifies, and whether it's just, you know, tokenism, Chris, you know, like it's just a – It does, yeah. It's not going to change. That's all
symbolic
it is.
Symbolic or whatever. Right,
symbolic.
Right.
That's
they
the right
do
word.
Much. They
That's
don't
the
do
right
much.
Word. Symbolic is the correct word. But not being the captain is the knock. Not being the captain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, not, if not, he were elected captain,
it wouldn't be a big
it
deal.
It wouldn't have been a big deal because, I mean, of course, your quarterback typically is a captain.
Right. And that's why it's significant.
Great
and if
or
you're
not.
Him. You don't feel good, Chris. How do you feel good? You don't. I don't know what team he's been on to make it to the NFL and do the stuff that he's done. I almost guarantee you he's captain everywhere, every team he's been on.
Yep.
I almost yep. can guarantee you that.
Yep.
So for them not to vote him is a conscious effort. That means some people just wasn't with it. So I think, can he overcome it? Obviously. Chris, that happened at Michigan State. Rob G, is it Connor Cook? Who was the quarterback? Chris, I remember.
Connor Cook.
Connor Cook. Do you remember that, Chris? When he was, it was a
I
big deal. Like, yeah, Michigan State, he was the returning, and they didn't vote him captain. I think he might have been, I don't know, a junior or senior. He had played already, and they didn't vote him captain. So it kind of was symbolic. It said something. But I think it's not the end of the world. Can he overcome it? Can he win people over? Yes. But it tells you that they're not all the way behind him.
It definitely does, Rob. And you're right. It's a bigger deal when you're not voted captain than when you are. It'd be like if I was in L.A. or maybe even if I'm here. But certainly if I was in L.A., if you had a birthday party and you invited me, you know, it'd be like, of course, you know, invited Chris. If you didn't invite me, then it's a big deal.
It's a big,
like,
100,
why,
no,
wow,
that's perfect.
Why, he didn't invite Chris? Wow, right. What's up with them? And this
no,
is
good
what
way looking
this
at
is.
It. Yep.
Right. This is the players saying we're not sold yet that this is our guy. And Rob, here's the thing too, because you can look at it and say, well, this is his first year as a starter, blah, 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 blah. But, Rob, when they started training camp, Jimmy G wasn't really participating. He was there, but on the side, right? He's not engaged. Clearly, so Trey Lance had weeks to win the team over, to show them, I've got this thing. I'm in control, right? You can believe in me. We're not going to miss a beat. And apparently, they're not sold. Now, it's interesting. If Jimmy G weren't there, would they vote him a captain? I don't know. But Rob, you have to wonder, because I don't know definitively, but you have to wonder if some of the guys in that locker room are kind of like, well, let's see. I mean, he might not be starting in a month. He might not be starting in 6 weeks. And Rob, if I were a player, a veteran player on that team who maybe played in that Super Bowl a few years ago, certainly played in the NFC title game last year, and right. I'm thinking, man, we can win it. I can't blame them for feeling that way. Jimmy G's very popular in that locker room, so they probably like him. And they may even, let's say they like Trey Lance. Seems like a good guy. You probably like both of them. You're not picking a side, but you're looking at it and saying, just play the best guy. We want to win a Super Bowl. And so that may have had something to do with it as well, Rob.
Yeah, it is. It's surprising because, you know, I mean, there's an exciting part of Trey Lance, Chris, right? Like what yes. he brings to the table. So usually
certainly
in the new,
more big play capability.
Right. And Jimmy usually G. in the new NFL with the newer, younger players, that's cool, right? Like
yep.
this guy is like, he's got some moxie. He's got a little swag
little
to him.
Right.
Exactly. Like this is cool. If I'm an offensive player or we can get a big play instead of Jimmy G and he's dunking and dinking and dunking,
right.
You know, and he's not the greatest quarterback. But it does say something, and probably, Chris, because it's a veteran team ready to win, and they're not sure what management has just done here.
And to your point, before we go to the listeners, it's got to hurt him. It's got to
hurt
him.
He
said the right thing, right, and the teammates will say the right thing, too. Shanahan said the right thing. But it's got to hurt, Rob, you know, that you, wow, do the guys believe in me? And now here's Jimmy G over there across the locker room. So we'll see. Like you said, it's not insurmountable.
No,
but we think it's something. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think it's a big deal that Trey Lance was not named the captain of the San Francisco 49ers? iCouple Fox Sports Radio, you're next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, of course, on the TV theme song Thursday. I have no idea what this is. Rob does, apparently. What is this?
This is, is this Lidsville?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
I never heard of that. What is that?
It was like a Saturday morning Sid and Marty Krofft show, Chris.
Yes.
Sid and Marty Krofft.
What decade?
They made like H.R. Puffin stuff in the 70s.
Wow. 71.
Okay, you in the crates?
That's
in
right.
In the crates
nice.
A day early.
I got to get
impressed.
Ready.
That's right. We are brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Big deal that Trey Lance is not a captain of the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, let's kick it off with Bruno in Brooklyn. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, gentlemen. Really nice you guys are back. I mean, I know you've been on and off, but it's great to hear you both again, and I'm excited. Here we go. Here comes our season, man. Go ahead.
That's right.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
That's all good, man, and it's exciting because I agree with you guys. Here's the thing with the 49ers. They're locked and loaded to go places, and they got all the pieces in place, but you cannot have the nucleus of your team, which is your quarterback, the suspect. And they let Jimmy go, and then they said, you know what, we're going to let him dangle. And then they saw what Trey brought, and they were like, okay, we might have to hang on to him. And it's important. They can't go down four games for the year. They can't be playing from behind. You know what I mean?
Right.
No doubt.
I think the leash should be significant with Trey. I mean, your hope is your future. And Jimmy G almost certainly is not your future. But, Rob, I think the first six games is a good barometer. I mean, that's 6 weeks. They play four teams that they should be able to beat, so they could be 4-2. If they don't, like, two of them are really tough. And depending on, like, if they're really struggling and he's struggling badly, that could be when you might want to make a move. If they'll say they're not even thinking about it, but you got to be thinking about it.
You have to be. You wouldn't be human, Chris, right? Yep. I think you wouldn't be human. How about Ned in San Francisco? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ned?
Hey, what's up? What's happening, fellas? Chris and Rob, the illest on the job.
My man, oh, right, I love
brother,
that.
Thank you.
The illest on the job.
You know, hey, got bars, too.
Hey, so now check this out, though. This is from a real live, born and raised San Franciscan, all right? Not all these new booties that just came to the city.
All right, we hear you.
All right, so check it out. Trey Lance, he can go this whole year and do what he got to do, bro. He ain't got no leash. All right, straight up. They're plain and simple. My mans, we knew what he was. And we didn't get Justin Fields. We passed him up. We knew what he was. He got to grow. Him not being the captain, yes, a little something, but it ain't major. I mean,
so what if,
he got to earn it.
What if you guys are 2-5 and he's playing very poorly?
Exactly.
You want to stick with him at that point?
Okay, look, if he's playing poorly, that's like terribly, that's totally
Well, that's
different
all we're talking
scenario.
About.
Yeah, because
that's a reality. We're not wishing anything on anybody. He might struggle. We've seen it. Chris, Tua, they went to Ryan Fitzpatrick. They pulled out Tua.
I would not recommend them, you know, doing what they did to Tua because it was, you know, it was during games. It was just.
It was
like
bad.
You didn't give him just a full, you know, stint or run to prove himself. It was in and out and all that stuff. I think they'll give Lance that. But, Rob, you can't. Dude, you're like, man, we trying to win. And so you gotta be fair to the players. And, Rob, we say it all the time. If Trey's not playing well and the players know you have somebody in the locker room that can win games for them, you can't just ignore that because
it'd be different, Chris. Right. It's different if there's nobody else.
Right.
If the backup quarterback is a bum and they know it, they've watched him in practice.
Right.
Exactly. They would go, we got to stick it out with this guy. We got no choice.
Right.
Okay. We can accept that. They got a guy who's gotten them to the Super Bowl.
Right.
They'll be shaking their head saying, what's happening?
All right. We got Isaac Bruce, Super Bowl champion himself. We'll get to him in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion, a Hall of Famer, and now co-host of the Run Pass Option podcast. We are happy to welcome in Isaac Bruce. Isaac, how are
Isaac.
You?
Hey, Chris and Rob, how you guys doing, man? I'm doing well. Thanks for having me
We're
on the show.
We're great, man. Yeah,
no
good
doubt.
To have you on, brother. One of the best to catch the football. And let's start. You ended your career in San Francisco. So let's start there. Rob and I were just talking about the Trey Lance situation where he was not named the captain. Obviously, Jimmy G is still there as a backup. Is it a big deal to you that he was not named the captain? It is to us. We're thinking it is. Not insurmountable, but we do think it says something. And you know this. I mean, you obviously had a great NFL career. Is it a big deal that he wasn't named the captain as a quarterback?
I think it's big enough because, you know, he isn't a rookie. This is his second season. I think he's been around the guys long enough in that first season that if they had saw something in him as far as, you know, being a leader, you know, his leadership qualities, I think this season they would have voted him a captain. I mean, let's be real. He's the coach on the field. He's the guy that gives the play call that's coming in off the sideline. And, you know, he's the first person that, you know, the head referees speak to. They protect him. So if he's not in a position, hasn't played well enough, the guys doesn't have the respect enough for his game, that he wasn't named the captain, I think that does says a lot.
Mm. Isaac, let's switch to the game tonight, the kickoff, the opener, the Bills at the Rams, and everybody and their uncle are all over Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills, their roster. They scored a gazillion points in the playoffs, even though they didn't, you know, beat the Chiefs. Where are you on the Bills? Are you all the way in Super Bowl for, I mean, MVP for Josh Allen? Or is this a little bit too much Kool-Aid for you?
Well, it's a lot of Kool-Aid. I mean, it's off-season talk, preseason talk. I mean, but at the same time, Josh Allen is a great talent, strong arm. You know what? He runs the ball just as much as – well, not as much, but just like Lamar Jackson does in Baltimore. I think he's been surrounded with a lot of great players, Diggs being one of them. The kid that scored 4 touchdowns in the Kansas City game last year, I think he's a pretty good up-and-coming player. But it's kind of funny because, you know, for the Buffalo Bills to have a defensive coach in McDermott, it just couldn't stop. you know, Patrick Mahomes last
right,
year.
Right, at the
at
end.
Least one time. So
that was the top defense in the league, and they couldn't get
absolutely.
It done.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and there are not many defensive-minded head coaches in the league right now. Tampa has one. But for a team that's supposed to have that defensive mindset, you know, I just can't put them in a Super Bowl right now. I mean, it'll be a great game tonight, but I just can't put them in a Super Bowl right now.
You won a Super Bowl with the Rams. How insulted – maybe it happened to you, I don't know. But how insulted would you be if the coming off your Super Bowl victory – playing at home, another team, a team that didn't even make his conference championship,
right.
was favored over you guys.
Well, I think I would be insulted if we didn't have Aaron Donald on the defense. You know, maybe the odds makers are really trying to sell it, you know, kind of like, you know, Banner Night in the NBA. This is totally different from the NBA. You know, this is Banner Night for the Los Angeles Rams. And the difference is that we get out and we get to collision with other guys. So we get to go out and touch guys. You can't play this game half speed at all, you know, like we see in other leagues. But I think just being at home, being in the comforts of home and Buffalo coming from where they're coming from across the country to play this game, it's a little disrespectful just to have us as an underdog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think you hit it right. You got to remember the odds makers are trying to get people to bet evenly on the game, you know what I mean? They're not a real judge of NFL teams and who's better. It's about what number can we put out there so that enough people bet on each side of the game, and then they make money. But anyway, that's just I don't think that they're trying to disrespect the Rams. But anyway, let me ask you about Tom Brady and the Bucks. Tom Brady had the 11-day hiatus from training camp. What did you make of that? A lot of players, and I heard some veterans saying, like, not too many people would be able to get away with that. And it was scheduled, and apparently his wife wanted them to go on vacation. I mean, there's all kinds of rumors that it was the Masked Singer he was taping. There was a lot of stuff. What did you make of that, your leader, you know, not being at camp for almost 2 weeks?
You know what? It was strange, man. I've never experienced that before. I mean, you know, a lot of coaches say they don't treat everybody the same. They treat everybody fairly. You know, I was kind of shocked. You know, I mean, I was thinking what would happen, particularly this being training camp, if his number gets picked to take a drug test. You know, what would happen in that situation? So a lot of people aren't talking about that. But, you know, I think he'll be ready to play. I think he'll have his team ready to play. He has a huge challenge this year, particularly in his division. You know, he's missing some guys up front. And a lot of us know, we've seen it happen. If you get Mr. Brady to move a little bit left to the right, you know, he becomes a human being. So I think he has a huge chore. I think he's really going to lead this team. It's a big challenge for him. But we've seen him overcome a whole lot worse.
Another quarterback I'd like to ask you about is Patrick Mahomes. What is that? NFL.com just came out with a list ranking the top quarterbacks. They put Brady first, Aaron Rodgers second. I don't know the entire list, but they put Patrick Mahomes number 5. Is that a legitimate number?
It was Brady, Aaron Rodgers.
You got the three.
Josh Allen, Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert over Mahomes.
And then Patrick Mahomes, which I think is insulting.
Is that from last year? And, you know, we had that bad patch with the turnovers and interceptions, or what, or do you think he's really slipped to 5?
Well, once again, I think maybe the people who are responsible for these lists, they look at other things that can contribute to who Patrick Mahomes is or who he won't be this year. I mean, Tyreek Hill leaving that offense, it plays a huge part. We could talk about it that it doesn't all we want to, but it does, taking away your quick strike capabilities off your team, it'll affect anybody. But as far as Patrick Mahomes, I felt like defenses were challenging him to take the underneath stuff a lot or just be settled with moving the chains and really not getting a home run. And early on, he was proving that he couldn't do that. So being in that spot, I think, you know, he's one of those guys. He's still up and coming. I think he's right there. Josh is right there with Pat Mahomes. You know, he still has a lot of work to do, but he's in a great environment, a great organization, with a great head coach like Andy Reid, I think he'll play a whole lot better this season.
Isaac, you know, in this game, it only takes one shot to change the trajectory of your career. Looks like Lamar Jackson will enter the season without a contract. You know, if tomorrow's his deadline, if they don't get it done, he's going to play, you know, without the contract extension. What advice would you give him today if you could talk to him? Whether it's don't play, whether it's do play, whether it's sign, take whatever they're offering, you know, what would you – because it seems like reportedly they're offering over $200 million. So it seems like they're offering a good you know, a lot of money, obviously. But what would your advice be to him?
Oh, man. My advice would be, you know, whichever decision you go, go all the way. Don't be hesitant. Don't second-guess yourself if it's to play or if it's to not play. And at the same time, I just remember myself being in the same situation back in 1999 with a contract issue. I won't call it a dispute, but, you know, I was playing with a teammate of mine. His contract was up at the same time. You know, we both took different approaches, and I felt like the approach that I took, you know, I went to my bank account and I wanted to go sow a seed so I can reap a huge harvest, and I kept it quiet, and it worked out for me. Yeah. So that would be my advice to him. I feel like Lamar has a mindset that he loves the game of football, that he makes his players better. He loves being around his teammates. He's in an organization where he's changing not only what they're doing on the football field, but from the community standpoint as well. So football is one of those games, you know, one hit can get you out of there. But if he's not thinking that way, I'm all for him playing and going out and just having another MVP season, betting on himself. And we got to realize that the Baltimore Ravens are 0-1 in this type of situation with Flacco, you know, winning the lottery against them. So maybe Lamar Jackson goes out, has a great season, becomes the MVP, ends up playing the Rams in the Super Bowl and loses.
Hey, we got 1 minute left. I want to ask this question.
We did catch that.
We caught that. We did catch it. Very nice. Nice to slip that in, Isaac. Brandon Staley, the coach of the Chargers. He cost his team to me last year a chance at the playoff spot. Questionable calls going forward in his own end, and you know, taking twos and all that. How big of a year is this? I mean, everybody's picking the Chargers again. They got Justin Herbert. If they don't make the division they're in is tough. It ain't like it's child's play. So if they don't make the playoffs and he had some goofy calls, could that cost him his job?
Well, Rob, you know, when I listen to you guys' show, you know, I can tell you're not a real big fan of his.
No, I'm not.
but I think you're hitting it right on the head. I mean, when you have a prolific quarterback like they have in Herbert, and, you know, the Dolphins missed out on him. If you can't win a significant amount of games, if you really can't compete in this AFC West, which is loaded, I think people are going to be looking at you. They're going to be looking to probably replace you and get someone that's more, you know, apt to push Justin a little forward offensively. So they have a lot of weapons from an offensive standpoint. I love their receivers. I love their running back. But at the same time, you got to go out and win football games. And the name of his game is going to be stopping other people from scoring. So if he can't do that, they'll find someone that can score more points than the other team. And I believe that's the way they'll go.
All right, that is Isaac Bruce, the great wide receiver, buddy. Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. Thank you. We appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, check out his Run Pass Option podcast. He's the co-host of that. Shekel City is next, and Rob and I will get into tonight's game. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time for Shekel City.
Said California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Shekel City. Chris, I made my Shekel City debut on Deadspin today. A little video. I'll send it out. I know you didn't check it out on my social media.
I never miss your social media.
Yeah, I know you don't. let's see. Shekel City, Chris. Let's
Speaking
start with baseball.
Deadlines.
Let's start with baseball.
Wasn't there a deadline you set for the
Hello? Can I hear you? Hello? The Twins at the Yankees. Chris, I got the Yankees money line to win this game. They swept a doubleheader yesterday. They need wins. The Twins need wins, too, but I got the Yankees minus 145. White Sox at the Athletics in Oakland. White Sox minus 205. Playing the Athletics again. They got games that matter. These games really matter for the White Sox and right. for the Yankees. So I'm just at this time of the year. We saw it with the Dodgers the other day. Remember the minus 335? Like,
right.
We just know teams need to win, and they yep. do. And, all right, my best bet of the night, I'm taking the Bills minus 2.5 at the Rams. Chris, most of the time, you know, the home team is a three-point favorite. So it's a right. little strange that the Bills are 2.5, and that half is great, Chris. Because if they win by three, they cover. That's a big right. – that half is big.
Half.
Am I right? Yep. I think it's big.
You're
I'm taking,
absolutely right.
I'm all over the Bills. I'm putting Chris big time tuition money down on the Bills
oh, wow.
tonight to start the season. That's how good I like the
why
Bills
so
in this
game. Why so confident in the Bills?
I just think after you win the Super Bowl sometimes, I know teams usually do pretty well, but – I don't know. I think the Bills on the road aren't like a team that's afraid. I'm not so sure where the Rams' defense is, but we'll get more into that. But remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Well, let's stick with that game. Obviously, it's about to start in
so where are you
about
on
half
this?
An hour. I got the Bills as well. I think there's a good reason to make them the favorites, right? They're coming off a disappointing playoff ending, so I know they're hungry. And, you know, they Josh Allen, Rob, a lot of buzz about him. That's an understatement. He has shown by playing so much better in the playoffs than even in the regular season that the noise, the hype, the pressure, the expectations doesn't bother him. So I think this could spark him on to a big performance tonight. And on the Rams side, you mentioned it. Could there be a Super Bowl hangover? I mean, Isaac Bruce was right. It doesn't happen in football nearly as much as it happens in the NBA. Probably because, you know, it's one of 17 rather than one of 82. But Matthew Stafford has the elbow issue.
We found out that he had a procedure, Chris, in the offseason. Adam Schefter reported that today. So that's why they're going at him a little differently. It makes sense now that he had a procedure.
Well, and think, Rob, despite that procedure, he still has the pain. So I don't know. I don't want to make too much out of this, but I would almost guarantee you, and I bet you'd agree, the Rams are really downplaying it, whether it's something that you're going to have to worry about long-term or not. And then he didn't throw much in training camp, didn't get to develop the necessary chemistry with Allen Robinson, the new receiver. Now, look, Stafford's a very good quarterback. Robinson is a very good receiver. So they should work
figure
fine,
it out.
But
they'll
you know, you didn't
out,
right. get the time yeah, that you'd like. And then it's Cooper Kupp and Robinson. OBJ's not there. Van Jefferson is out with the injury. And obviously Robert Woods isn't there anymore. So it's going to be, you know, I just think the Rams, I think tonight the Bills will get them. A lot of hype on them. And I think, Rob, I think the Bills need – look, neither team is in trouble if they don't win, right? But I think
the Bills need it more,
you know, because there's been so much hype about them.
Yeah, if they come out and lay an egg, Chris, it will be something because everybody and their uncle, Josh Allen, I mean, it's amazing how much love they've gotten.
It really is. So, all right, speaking of love, we'll love to be with you for the next 2 hours. Be with us. Keep it locked, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.